Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us today, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the double pleasure of actually being able to speak with, right now, what I'd like to title the dynamic duo, which is Dr. Ivan Meisner and his wife, Ms. Beth Meisner. They have...
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you guys doing? They have had an interesting experience, and they've taken that experience and turned it into a win situation for everyone, because they're sharing not only what they went through, they're also sharing their solution, and they're giving that to everybody that's willing to accept it with all their hearts and all their souls, because they truly stand behind, as I'd say, Ivan's motto, which is giver's gain. As everyone knows, Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of BNI, which is one of the largest networking organizations in the world, with over 6,300 chapters throughout the globe, and he's done a lot of really inspiring things. But I think a lot of people have probably not truly had the experience of meeting probably one of the number one engines behind him. And just from reading her bio and all of that, I've gotten to see that this is a very impressive lady, and that is Ms. Beth Meisner. Again, Ivan is an author, he's an entrepreneur, and he's a person that truly is passionate about helping people in business and as a whole. And he shows that in just about everything that I've ever seen that he's touched or been involved in. Ms. Beth Meisner is a corporate vice president and chair of BNI and co-founder of the BNI Foundation, director of the Journey Center. She is a certified chiropractic assistant, a certified sports nutritionist, a black belt in karate, US, a Tai Chi and Qigong instructor, an ordained minister, meditation and prayer leader. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. And again, all I can say is that they're just an awesome couple. But anyway, with no further ado, I don't want to take anything away from what you guys have to say. Beth and Ivan, how are you today?
We're doing great. Thank you very much for that introduction. Beth is also an author and is working on a couple more books. She's done one and working on two more.
Outstanding, outstanding. Again, like I said, you guys are truly the dynamic duo. And right now you're on vacation, so I truly appreciate you sharing some time with us today.
It's our pleasure. You know, sometimes when you walk through something tough like we walked through, it gives it a higher meaning if we're able to turn our experience into something that helps other people and helps their experience go kind of the way ours did. So that's our purpose in doing what we've done.
It's outstanding. And again, I appreciate it. I just lost one of my mentors, was probably one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, to actually prostate cancer. And, really a huge individual in my life and definitely a guiding light. Well, could you do me a favor, late guys? Could you tell me a little bit about the phenomenal Meisner plan?
Well, yeah, we're happy to talk about the Meisner plan, but maybe we can start with why we even did the Meisner plan, which is a health and nutrition website that we've put together. About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And when I got the diagnosis, I had a pretty good urologist who, most urologists, all urologists are surgeons, and if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So they almost all want to do surgery, But he was pretty flexible, and one of the things he gave me was a book on nutrition and how nutrition can impact prostate cancer. And so I took it and looked it over and had a long conversation with Beth, and she and I went down to the Center for Advanced Medicine, where they basically said, look, you can in fact beat this through a nutritional protocol. And one of the things that the urologist said to me was, you have a slow-growing cancer. There was a significant amount, but it was all within the prostate. And so he said, you got some time. Think things over. Think about what you want to do, whether you want to do surgery or radiation or the cryogenic approach or whatever else. That's what was in his mindset. So since I had time, I thought, the worst thing that could happen probably is if I build up my immune system and really focus on the protocol that the Center for Advanced Medicine talks about, the worst thing is I'll be in a healthier position if I have to do surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And off I went. And along the way, I did a protocol that's out of London that's in clinical trials that is also a plant-based item. So I did all of the health, nutrition, and the plant-based and started going into ultrasounds and was dealing with a doctor who really didn't know what I was doing. He just did the ultrasounds. And we did three in a row, and each one got progressively more interesting because he kept saying, I don't understand it. It's kind of disappearing. And by the time we did the third one...
Can I shout out a woohoo?
By the time we did the third one, he said... He kept walking out, which really freaked me out in the middle of an ultrasound. He kept walking out saying, I got to step away.
And I'm in the lobby seeing him come out. Why are you coming out?
And so when he was all finished, I walked out, and Beth was right there, and I said, why did he keep leaving in the middle of the ultrasound? And she said, because he couldn't find anything. And so he had to keep going back to his office to see where it was to look for it in that place. And he was, in fact, able to finally find it. But he said, look, this is so light that if you were coming to me for the first time, I wouldn't suggest you get a biopsy. There's hardly anything there. And it was really at that point that I realized that what I had been doing had made a huge, huge difference. And I didn't want to do the surgery. The surgery has some really, really bad potential side effects for a young man. And I did not want to go that route, and have had great results. And as a result, to answer your question, we produced the Meisner Plan, which is really a health and nutrition thing, which Beth can explain more. We created a website, and everything that's on that, MeisnerPlan.com, is free. We are selling nothing to anyone. We do accept donations to our foundation for health and nutritional support to nonprofits, but nothing costs anything. You can go to the site and get whatever is there at no cost at all.
That's outstanding.
When we travel, as you might imagine, all of the hundreds of thousands of BNI members, they see Ivan looking so great, looking younger, looking more fit than they've ever seen him look, and they want to know, what did you do? And we don't have enough hours in the day to sit with each person and tell them one at a time what he did. So we created the website as a portal for people to come, see what we did. It may not be the right thing for you. It may not work the same way for you, and we caution everybody, consult your doctors before you start any exercise or nutrition program. Make sure if you're taking medications, you keep taking your medications. We're not looking to consult your specific condition, but we are able to tell you how we shifted and what the impact was in our lives, and it might come for you too.
Yeah, our focus is to talk about what we did, not what you should do.
Yeah.
But this is what we did. And by the way, one of the side effects of me doing what I did was I dropped about 40 pounds, a little over 40 pounds. And that's generally not bad. So that's why so many people are like, what in the world did you do? But it wasn't really a weight loss program as it was just eat healthy food.
So Beth, you've appreciated your view even more, along with the fitness, right?
Yeah, and you know, I can hear him better now too, because I did all of this protocol alongside of him, except the phytonutrient that he was taking specifically for his situation. And I was able to give up my hearing aids. I used to wear hearing aids, and I no longer need them.
And you should explain why. It's really the dairy that impacted you,
right,
we think.
I had no idea that the reason I couldn't hear well was because there was so much congestion in my ears. The ear doctor doesn't tell you that. He just evaluates you. Yeah, your hearing is, you know, going down, decreasing, so here's these $5,000 hearing aids you can buy from me, you know. And later, when I went through the protocol, I realized I'm having to turn my hearing aids down and turn them down and turn them down. Finally, I just took them out. And maybe 4 months later, I went to Sweden with Ivan. We were at the ice hotel, and it was very, very cold. They have a latte machine there. And so I started making these wonderfully warm, delicious lattes. And by the second day, I felt like I had cotton in my ears again. The only thing I did different was drinking that milk in those lattes. And so when I came back home, gave that up, hearing came back, and went in and talked to the doctor that we'd been seeing at the Center for Advanced Medicine. He said, yeah, absolutely. Dairy, one of the effects of dairy is congestion, mucus buildup. Another one is it tightens the openings where the spinal cord comes out between the vertebrae that goes straight to the ears. And so it can impact your hearing. Had no idea. We've learned so much.
We have.
Amazing. You may not be able to hear it in my voice, but just as you're telling the story, there's this huge smile on my face because, again, people need to hear this because everybody looks for that normal approach, you know, and even though you're not telling people what to do, you're giving some people that don't even know they have an option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's so true with prostate cancer. I tell you, the most sobering weekend I spent in my life was going to the prostate conference that was held in Los Angeles. Scared the living daylights out of me. And it did because I heard one man after another say, you know, the doctor said I need to do surgery. I went in and did surgery. I really wish I hadn't done that.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of them said, boy, I wish I, you know, would have taken a little more time and thought about my options. And this was even before my results. So this is when I was one of the guys. And I'm listening to all these horror stories from men, and I'm like, wow, there's just no way I want to go that route unless I absolutely have to. But most men don't think there are other options. They don't understand there are other options. Now, remember, it was caught reasonably early for me, and it was a slow-growing type. So there are people out there where it's caught late, and it's a fast-growing. This doesn't apply to them. But for those who have time, you got to look at your options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your choice. I had someone say to me, I wouldn't do that. Well, it's not your diagnosis.
Mm.
It's my diagnosis. And I get to pick, and this is the way I'm going to proceed until I can't do this any longer. If this isn't working, then I'll go the traditional route, roll the dice.
You're absolutely right. But the fact is, again, you took charge. A lot of people, just like their lives, they go through their lives passively. They don't actually get aggressive with anything worth anything.
And I think with a cancer diagnosis, too, there is a lot of fear.
Yeah.
There's so much fear. And this sense that this alien thing is inside you and the best thing to do is get it out. Just cut it out, take it out, remove it, kill it, freeze it, burn it, whatever it takes. And I'm telling you, if it's early in the diagnosis and it's a slow-growing type of cancer like Ivan's was, you don't need to have that fear.
Very true. But your overall plan, too, the other thing is the health benefits. I mean, we've got a lot of people, because of their poor habits, the habits that are accepted as normal, they're creating their own problems on many levels.
Very true. We are more sensitive to that now than we were before, not just in our own lives, but when we see people around us filling the plates up with simple carbs and taking two desserts and drinking three or four cups of coffee, we just look at it and realize the impact that that's having in their bodies, and it hurts. But like Ivan said, that's their experience. We hope now some of the people who follow us will hear that there is an alternative, and they will learn that, you know, eating foods that create this acid environment in your body prepares your body to be a very beneficial host to cancer, to diabetes, to heart disease. You may want to think twice about what you're putting on your plate, because it does have an impact on your health.
And an alkaline body makes for a poor host. A higher alkalinization makes for a poor host for those kinds of things. As she hands me a bottle of alkaline water.
Very nice. She's on point, no question. And how you say...
People are cute. They say to us, oh, Beth, how did you get Ivan to do this? Because he had a really heavy Diet Coke habit. He drank, you know, we'd go to a conference and there'd be an ice bucket on the stage with six or seven or eight Diet Cokes in it. And I tell them, I didn't make my husband do anything. I didn't get him to do anything. He learned what the impact of those things were in his body, and he never wavered. He hasn't had not even a sip of Diet Coke, not even a bite of a prime rib or a filet mignon, although he would really like to have a filet mignon, you know. But he is extremely disciplined all by himself.
You know, I used to joke with Beth that the Diet Coke was 96% water.
Oh, I would get so mad.
I looked it up on Google, and it is 96% water. And when it came to steaks, I would say I'm a second degree vegetarian. I'm one step removed. I eat animals that eat vegetables.
Something wrong with that.
Yeah. But, you know, listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get to do what you want to do. And this was that for me. And I was very militant during the cleansing phase and the first phase. But, you know, as time goes on, you can add things to your diet that you couldn't at first. And I've added things. Unfortunately, Diet Coke and steaks are not on that yet. Diet Coke's probably never will be.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, but steaks, an occasional steak probably won't be a problem once I get what I consider to be a clean bill of health from the doctor, a final complete bill of health.
Outstanding. Well, the fact that you guys, again, have created this plan and are sharing it with everybody, to me, is huge. And that was one of the reasons I really wanted to do this show and the other shows after, because as you and I have both said before, Ivan, unfortunately, people don't read. So even though you've got a plan out there, unless people can hear it or see it, a lot of times they won't take action.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again,
well,
it's
sad.
Well,
I think we have the right audience, our word-of-mouth organization, BNI. We do have a beta group of about 17 individuals who are following phase one and phase two of the Meisner plan, and I know we'll do some shows on those different phases. They are having the most amazing results, and when they show up with us in November at the International Directors Conference, it will be remarkable, and people will sit up and take notice, and they will want to know how they can get some of that for themselves.
That's outstanding, because I know I see a lot of people, and they're rubbing their stomach talking about they pay taxes on all of that, and I'm like, yeah, okay, and it's costing.
And, you know, I didn't eat a lot of junk food in terms of going to fast food restaurants and pizza. And so I didn't do much of that to begin with. But I'll tell you what I ate a lot of that I don't know is packaged foods. You know, lean pockets and frozen meals. Ate a lot of that. And one of the things that I learned in this process is that you want whole, fresh vegetables and eventually fruits. I couldn't do fruits at first on the program I was on, but fruits are fine in limited quantities. Processed sugars, even sugars like you know, sweeteners like what are some of the
stevia
and others. They're processed, and they're processed with chemicals, which are bad. And so, you know, the probably the easiest way to describe the Meisner plan is is that it's a whole fruits and vegetables. I think Dr. Mark Hyman puts it really, really well. He does a number of books on health and nutrition. He said, as a rule, eat food that comes off of a plant, not food that is made in a plant.
Okay.
In other words, don't eat food that comes out of a factory.
Mm-hmm.
Eat food that comes right off a plant.
Yeah.
And
eat food.
That's – go ahead.
No, I said eat food that is food.
Mm-hmm. Real
yeah.
food. Eat
yeah.
real food. Enjoy real health.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I know
right.
the other interesting thing now is that they talk about poor crop rotation, poor irrigation, all of the things that are actually put in some of the foods now, too, that have also, they're finding, are affecting us as humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, genetically modified food is a serious problem. But at least the research that we've done shows that there are a number of problems with genetically modified food because the food is modified in a way that people have not had time to evolve to accept that food. And Beth understands this better than I do, but when you genetically modify food, it increases the RNA string so that the string becomes longer. And one's body is able to process, because we've gone through millennia of eating wheat, as an example, eating wheat and our body can process it, but it's been so genetically modified.
So quickly
that the human body has not evolved to be able to process
That's
it
right.
in the same way. And, I didn't buy any of this. this was all crazy talk to me until I really looked into it further. And even then, I did it as, oh, okay, you know, what do I have to lose? I'll try this, and if I have to still do the surgery, I will. And the results were so amazing that I was like, okay, I get it.
He's a believer now.
I'm a believer, and I'm not selling anything.
Right.
Outstanding. Well, could you give everybody the actual website for the Meisner Plan so that we have that?
Sure. It's MeisnerPlan.com. That's MISNER, Meisner, MISNER, plan.com.
Outstanding. Well, I want to, again, thank you guys for coming on. I remember some years ago I listened to a tape. It was called Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Yes, I heard that tape too.
You heard it?
Yep, that was a Juice Plus tape, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep, and we've been Juice Plus customers, and I'll tell you one reason Juice Plus works is because it is phytonutrients from plants.
Yeah, good point.
All
people
are
not
Juice
eating
Plus,
that.
I know, I love this.
Yep, well, we've been taking Juice Plus for about 20 years. Now we are, in addition to taking our Juice Plus, we're eating all those plants and vegetables too.
That's outstanding. That truly is. And again, I truly appreciate you guys sharing, creating and sharing for free. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that, for free, this information with all of the listeners and everybody throughout the world. Because again, it can't hurt you, ladies and gentlemen, but it possibly could help you. Maybe not the cancer, but guess what? Your fitness level will go up, then that means everything else will also improve.
Yes, and you know, there are some things you got to remember that some people are under a doctor's supervision, and certain mm-hmm. types of foods may or may not be good. So you got to understand that. You say it can't hurt you. It could potentially, you know, eating some things, not eating some things. So be aware of that. But 99.9% of the time, that's an accurate statement. It can't hurt you. It's going to make you healthier.
Yeah, which is huge.
That was my attorney talking.
We live in a country where obesity is the normal way of doing things now.
Oh, yeah. And this is a side effect of it. You know, it's not. I didn't do it to lose weight, but the side effect is you lose weight. When you're not eating processed sugar and you're eating a lot more vegetables, and I do have fish, certain types of fish that aren't heavy in mercury, and occasionally some chicken, you know, you eat like that and the weight just falls off. I was never hungry. I ate all the time. I just ate fresh food.
Outstanding. And people think that fresh food is more expensive. Technically, it's cheaper.
It is, because we shop around the outside of our grocery store, and our grocery cart has produce in it, maybe some frozen green beans or frozen broccoli if there's no organic fresh green beans or broccoli in our aisles there, the produce, and that's about it. We don't go in the middle and get the packaged snack foods and the sodas and the we don't spend money on any of that.
And all organics.
Yeah.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, is there any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the listeners, other than what you've already shared?
If you go to MeisnerPlan.com, you'll see to the right of our picture, there's a button that says Take the Challenge. And if you join, become a member of the Meisner Plan,
which is free,
community, there's no fee to do that, you get access to the three phases, the foods that we ate in phase one, the cleanse, phase two, post-cleanse, and phase three, happily ever after. You also get access to a forum that has different boards, different topics on there where Ivan and I are chatting with and talking about our experience and talking about things with you if you'd like to have access to us that way.
Which is free.
Yeah, and fun.
And fun.
Fun and free.
It's amazing how you guys have to keep saying it's free because everybody thinks there's a...
Well, you know, listen, I know how this works. You know, people get on the radio shows and TV shows, and there's a product to sell. I mean, you know, I do interviews, and I talk about my book, or I talk about BNI. And so I think it's really clear when we're talking about the Meisner Plan that this is that we're not selling anything. We've got... I am just so impressed with the results, and Beth is so knowledgeable in this stuff. We just... one day said, you know what, let's just put this all out there and for the benefit of people that are having, you know, various health issues and challenges so that this might be able to help them. And that's why we keep saying it's free. We're not selling
anything. I reserve
anything.
The right to write a book, though.
Yeah, okay. But
okay.
That's not part of the website.
There's no book yet, but I reserve the right to write it.
Fair enough.
I think a cookbook would be great, you know, to have a cookbook that uses, we've got recipes on the site, but to have everything together in one book would be really good to offer.
So I've got a dangerous question. Beth, are you a good cook?
I'm a fabulous cook.
Yeah, listen, you ask the husband, and the husband is, she's a fabulous cook.
I have become that. I wasn't always.
She is an amazing chef, and she can turn things...
What did we have today for lunch? We had grits.
We did. We had grits.
Made out of?
Made out of cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Which sounds horrible. I get it. It absolutely sounds horrible, but it was delicious.
Now we got to give credit to Eddie for that one, our southern chef down in New Orleans.
Eddie Esposito helped us with that one. Yeah, it's called grits, but it's made out of cauliflower, and I'm telling you, it actually kind of looks like grits, and it tastes really good. There's olive oil and lemon sauce that you put on it that just makes it outstanding.
Well, I guess it's true, Beth. There may be a cookbook coming out of this.
I think so.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show, which is free.
Learning from the master, huh, Zurian?
Huh?
Listen, thank you. Thank you for having us on the show. We're happy to come back and talk about some of the specifics of it anytime you'd like.
Okay, well, I'm setting that up now. I think I already submitted, and we'll go from there. But, again, you guys, huge kudos for everything that you've done all the way around. I'm also a member of BNI, and I basically reteach what Ivan teaches and the other people that he teaches on BNI to my BNI because, again, people don't read. But it's still an awesome.
Well, you do. I see you commenting on a lot of my social media stuff and podcasts and blogs, and I thank you for. It's nice to know people are out there reading my stuff, so thank you.
Well, it's the only way we grow is by us shutting up and trying to learn, right?
Absolutely.
Two ears, one mouth. Anyway, you guys, thank you. Continue to enjoy your vacation. Thank you very much for your time. And until next time when we talk, Ivan, we got to get together. You still need to finish the other book, too.
Okay.
We were doing another
book?
Show.
I'm working on a couple.
Right. Okay. Talk
right.
with you later. Thank you very
Thanks
much, guys. Beth, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Jim.
And you keep – and what type of karate do you do? I'm sorry, Beth.
It's a Shotokan-based karate style, and the school is Red Dragon Karate in – and actually Laverne is where we studied, and Ivan got his first degree black belt in 1991, and I got my first degree black belt 9 years ago at the age of 40.
Okay, yeah, I do American Goju-Ryu Karate and Senyuma Bushido Jiu-Jitsu, and I also Japanese Sword Live Blade, Mugaru.
Wow, it's amazing.
Very nice.
Well, I've been trying to learn it for the last 40 years, so
I understand. Still trying to learn.
You know, a lot of people don't get it, but when you're talking about being a first-degree black belt, the truth is a first-degree black belt's a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the entrance to the secrets is what we call it.
Yep, that's very true, and I never believed that until I had my first-degree black belt and realized how little I actually knew.
Yep, so true.
Yeah, unfortunately, in America, it's like people get a first degree, and then they want everything under the sun. They don't understand the true essence of the art is actually growing and developing with the art.
Yeah.
You know, I always crack up when I meet a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old or even sometimes a 40-year-old grandmaster, and I look at him and go, really?
Yeah.
That and a bus ticket to get you a ride on the bus. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm sorry, we're off topic. I apologize. You guys take care. Enjoy your vacation. Be well.
Thanks, Irene.
Thank
you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, today we were blessed with the Meisner Plan information from the Meisners. And again, they are an awesome couple. Never actually got to talk to Beth before, but talked to Ivan on several occasions. And again, now you can see why that man is a success, right? Because he's got a powerhouse behind him, and they are definitely a great couple. But anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. Please share the show with any and everyone who you think can actually benefit from it. And if you don't think they can benefit from it, share it for them anyway. Why? Because, again, this is information that we're providing, as Ivan said, for free to try to help you to grow, to develop, and to be the people and persons that you were meant to be. There's greatness within all of us. All we have to do is take the right steps and go down that, what is it called, the path least traveled and the path least taken. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you very much, and everybody have a great and wonderful day, and have a blessed life.